of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are based upon the action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the full-color comic supplement which is delivered to you every week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. For months, shipping along the coast of Borneo has been subjected to sporadic attacks by pirates, who made off with their loot after sinking the ships of their victims, and despite all efforts, succeeded in evading the authorities. Then Jungle Jim was called into the picture. He went to work in the picturesque manner for which he was so famous. Today, less than 30 days after Jim took over the assignment, the pirate ring is smashed and Jim is waiting in his hotel to inform the owners of the shipping lines how he accomplished the feat that had defied all others. Shanghai Lil is talking with him.
Maybe I shouldn't be here when Wong and Krantz come.
Why not, Lil? You're responsible for catching Brandt as much as I am, and you deserve it.
You know what I want for my reward?
No.
I want you to come down off your high horse and give me one good, old-fashioned, sentimental kiss. I'm a woman, Jim.
You shall have that, Lil, when this whole affair is settled.
I was afraid of that. Well, I'd better step out now anyway. Wong has never quite believed I was working against Brandt when I left with him for the jungle hideout.
Don't you worry. I know, and... Oh, that's probably Wong and Krantz downstairs now. Hello? Hello? Who? It's the airport. Radio engineer calling me.
That's funny.
Hello? Yes, this is Jim Bradley. Yes? Yes? Really? What did he say? Well, did he give any hint? Oh, I see. Was there any reply? Oh, of course, I'd forgotten that. Well, keep tuned to that frequency and let me know. That's important. Now, you're sure he said Smithers? Okay. Well, thanks a lot. Now, keep on that frequency, won't you? I'll send someone over right away. Thanks. Goodbye.
What's that?
It looks bad, Lil.
What the? Well, who was it? What happened?
That was the radio engineer from the airport. He accidentally overheard a call coming through from someplace. Someone trying to contact Brandt's secret radio transmitter here in Singapore.
But that's been closed down.
Yeah, they dismantled it. There wasn't any answer, but someone was calling. And signed off as Smithers.
There was a transmitter in the jungle camp, but you left Smithers and Lefty tied up like a couple.
Well, it might have been someone else using Smithers' name. Why should Smithers call? He knows we have Brandt.
Well, he may have hoped Brandt got loose.
If it was Smithers, it at least means he's loose.
But Kolo?
Well, it was too much to ask for, Lil. The natives themselves may have turned on Kolo and...
That's bad.
Listen, Lil. You get to the airport as quick as you can.
Yeah.
Maybe it would be possible to answer the call if it comes through again. Tell him you and Brandt overpowered me.
I get it. Okay.
We've got to find out what happened to Kolo. That British man of war should have gotten there before now.
An hour too late will mean the whole job ruined.
Now, look, we won't say anything to Wong or Krantz about it until we know more.
I'll get you the news the second there is any.
Oh, thanks. Well, that must be Wong and Krantz now. You slip out the other door. And remember, I'm waiting for news.
I'll get it, too. Don't worry.
So long. Well, let's put the news slant on things. Well, how do you do, gentlemen?
Well,
come right in. Come right in.
Thank you.
We are more than happy to see you again, Mr. Bradley.
Yeah, it was a big surprise and a very good one. We had given you up for dead.
Oh, sit down. Sit down. I'll tell you all about it.
Yeah, right here. You were on the right track going after Brandt, all right.
I was sure of it from the first, Mr. Krantz. Smoke, gentlemen?
Oh, thank you. No.
Yeah, I take one, please.
When Kolo and I heard that the pirates were after the SS Manchu, we decided to make for shore in the small boat, hoping that the pirates would spare the ship and take after us.
You escaped death by leaving?
We learned that later. The pirates thanked the Manchu and thought they got rid of us.
But where did they go? There was not a trace. The government reported they had melted into thin air.
Well, look, I'll show you. I made a map of that part of the Borneo jungle, so you can see just how they worked it. Here is their jungle hideout. Now, see?
Yeah.
This hideout bordered a jungle lake, fed by a system of swamps surrounded by dense jungle.
Yes.
They dredged one of these swampy waterways up to accommodate small submarines. They could strike a ship on the Java Sea and then return to the base so quickly that they had the authorities completely dumbfounded.
That shows it very clearly.
Well, how were you finding out all this?
When Kolo and I left the Manchu, we made for the Borneo coast.
The natives of Borneo have always been unfriendly to white people.
They're cannibals.
Cannibals. That was where I would go back to sea.
We almost did. It was a case of sharks in the water or cannibals on shore.
Yeah, what a nice place to have a picnic.
We decided on the cannibals. And a funny thing happened. the chief's daughter took a liking to Kolo and me, and by promising that one of us would marry her, we persuaded the chief to help us find Brandt's jungle camp.
And by that time, Brandt and your treacherous friend Lil had escaped from us here.
You have Lil all wrong. She went with Brandt to trap him, Wong.
I hope you are not deceived in her.
She was with you when you came back?
I brought her back when I turned Brandt over to the authorities.
I hope you are not deceived, Mr. Bradley.
Anyway, the natives led Kolo and me to Brandt's camp. And with their help, we took them by surprise and captured the camp without a single shot being fired.
Did Mr. Brandt admit his guilt?
Well, there is where our friend Lil comes into the picture. She had won his confidence and had all the evidence any court could ask for to prove beyond the shadow of a doubt that Brandt is the ghost of the Javasees.
And that good for nothing, Smithers?
Was Brandt's confederate in all the crimes.
What do you know?
He ran the submarine and the attack on the ships. He was the master of the jungle camp. We caught him, too.
But he is not here.
No, there wasn't room to bring them all on the plane, so we left Kolo to take charge of the camp and the prisoners.
Yeah, and married the chief's daughter.
That's funny. He says I'm the one. But I think you'll be able to talk the old boy out of it.
We have been talking with Harvey Brandt this morning, and it seems we're going to have a little trouble on one point.
What's that one?
The loot.
Yeah, then old pirate says he has put the treasure away and can't remember.
He can't remember, huh? I talked with Lil about that, and she said she didn't know where he had hidden the gold and the other valuable cargoes he had pirated from the ships they had sunk.
Miss Dill does not know?
No. And that may be more of a problem than we realize. We can convict Brandt of being the ghost of the Java Seas, but that won't recover the money. And if I know Brandt or Smithers, they won't do a lot of talking.
And Miss Dill doesn't know?
I know, Wong. I asked her.
Of course. She is not obliged to tell either.
You think she knows, Wong?
The Shanghai Lil is a very clever girl. She has worked with you in northern China. You know better than I can say she is a smart woman, capable of playing a very shrewd game.
I don't follow you.
It is possible her game is bigger than I could have imagined. Perhaps she was not working so much against us as herself when she went to the jungle with Brandt.
Yeah, you're on a trail or something, I warn. But I don't follow you yet. What do you think her game was?
A selfish one, perhaps.
You mean she might have been after the loot herself?
This was getting too complicated for me.
Should she tell you where the money is, if she knows?
She's a smart girl, and she could put that over without any difficulty. Because she could wheedle out of Brandt the location of the buried treasure, all right. She's clever enough.
Do you doubt that she did?
I believed her, Wong. And I'm going to go on believing her until I have reason to think differently. Oh, excuse me. Hello? This is Jim Bradley. Yes? What? Well, when? Well, why don't you call me sooner? Okay, thanks. Well, Wong, maybe you were right.
About what?
Lil, I must tell you, meant something. I wasn't going to mention it until I knew more. But apparently, this mystery isn't solved after all.
What? Don't tell me Brandt has got away again.
No. No, it's funny.
What about Miss Bill?
I told you we left Kolo in charge of the prisoners in the jungle camp. I was worried about him, but it seemed to be the only thing to do. Now, this afternoon, just before you men came here, Lil was here. We had a call from the radio engineer at the airport, and he told us he interrupted someone calling Brandt's old call letters and signing off Smithers.
Smithers?
Yeah, Lil and I immediately feared the worst, that the natives had started trouble, that Smithers and Lefty were free, and just from the chance that Brandt had escaped, were calling here.
And what was it, really?
I don't know. I'm afraid our guess was correct.
But this call just a minute ago.
And that only made things a bigger puzzle than ever. I sent Lil direct to the airport to keep in touch with the radio man, and if possible, to find out if it's really Smithers calling and how he got loose and what happened.
And this call?
It was from the radio engineer at the airport. He said Lil had been there, listened for a while, then all of a sudden jumped up and ran out.
What? Gone where?
He doesn't know. I wouldn't think anything, only she promised to call me as soon as she had any news. And, well, she left there and didn't call me. And I thought I could trust her.
She's a woman.
Oh, I knew you would tell here.
Lil, why didn't you call here?
Call?
They know, I told them. We were anxious about... Well, we wanted to know how Smithers got away.
Oh.
Well, did you hear anything?
Sure, it's all okay. Kolo outsmarted them.
Kolo? He recaptured them?
You see, only Brandt and Smithers knew where the loot was located. Smithers offered Kolo half if he'd let him go free. So in order to find out where it was buried, Kolo pretended to free Smithers. They dug up the money, and Kolo even let Smithers call here, just to keep up the hoax. Then just when Smithers was ready to get away,
Kolu called in the Marines from the British man of war. It had arrived earlier, but at Kolu's request, it kept out of sight until the loot was located.
Oh, well, then we get back the money we've lost.
Well, that looks like I misjudged you, Mr. Devril. Huh? I'm very sorry.
You didn't say anything. I was the one.
Well,
I couldn't understand why you hadn't called me, Lil.
I said you were just a woman.
And that's why I didn't call you, Jim. I'm just a woman, and now that everything is settled.
Yeah, very good, Lil. Pardon me, gentlemen. Jungle Jim's a good old-fashioned sentimental reward to bestow.
Oh, he didn't learn that in the jungle.
And so everything is settled. The pirate ring smashed. Harvey Brant, the ghost of the Java Seas, in the hands of the law, and even the loot recovered through the shrewd tactics of Kolu, Jungle Jim's right-hand man. The Adventures of Jungle Jim, pictured in full colors in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you every week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper, is but one of the entertaining features in this great comic supplement. Containing the world's largest comics and adventure stories, the Comic Weekly is filled with entertaining and amusing action pictures appealing to all the family. There's Barney Google, The Little King, Jiggs and Maggie, The Catchjammer Kids, The Exciting Adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. These and others are to be found every Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the full-color comic supplement, which is included with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim next week on this station at the same time. Be sure to tune in.